Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Well, producer Jessica is ready to start working again, back from her little vacation in Memphis.
Producer Jessica, I love that you posted in KSON's Instagram stories yesterday, proof that you were actually in the gym when we talked to you yesterday before you went to the airport.
I really was. I was at the gym.
You know, I didn't see any evidence of that being a hotel treadmill. That could have been the treadmill down in our lobby for all we know.
But she wasn't even here yet.
I want a newspaper with a date and a Peabody Hotel towel next time. Okay. No, good for you. That's awesome. So Jessica was in Memphis every year before the St. Jude Country Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon. St. Jude sends radio personalities or staff from across America who does the radiothons to Memphis to help educate them so we can go on the air and talk about all the things that your money is doing for the children and the families of St. Jude, not only in Memphis, obviously, but here in San Diego and throughout the world.
Producer Jessica, you were mentioning yesterday the microscope that was built specifically for St. Jude and how they raise the money for that.
So it's in the Inspiration 4 building. The Inspiration 4 was the all civilian manned aircraft that went up into space.
And that included a former St. Jude patient.
Yes, it did.
So cool.
The whole building is awesome. So they're doing a ton of research on there. And we got to go inside their lab and got to see this microscope that the scientist that uses it was telling us what it does. And it's a lot of words that I do not know the meaning of. It looks at very tiny things.
So they made the scientists talk to you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's the scientist's worst nightmare, too. They're so brilliant.
He actually was so excited. And people, some of these radio people had some really fascinating questions. And I was like, what? No.
One of the best moments ever in the history of John and I doing these is when we were in a lab and a scientist was explaining things to him. And he was so scientist that most of us were just kind of standing there like,
Most of us.
And he was showing us, it was this little vials of blood and how they were testing things. And when he was talking, he would touch it to a pad and then put it in the machine. So I said, I noticed that you're taking the vial of blood and you touch it to the pad before you put it in the machine. What is that? And he said, oh, that's a vortex. Anyway, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, that's right?
So matter of fact, right? Of course you should know that.
And John looks at me, and we'll have to beep it here, but John looks at me right after and goes, yeah, it's a vortex, you So now anytime we hear the word vortex, we say that to each other all the time.
That's funny.
So it's just
even the scientist managed a stiff little smile after I said that.
It was great.
One of the coolest things I found out while I was there was about the family commons. They have a whole floor that's dedicated just, it's non-medical space. They don't have any doctors or nurses.
Or
it's
equipment.
Just for kids to have art time, music time.
Nice.
And they also have a school. And those really smart scientists go in once a week and volunteer with the kids at their lab.
Well, talk about having the best teachers ever.
I know, right?
Now, remember, we always talk about the cures that the scientists and the doctors are working on at St. Jude. We talk about the care that the sickest of the sick kids are getting. But it's all-encompassing, the money that you're donating when you become a partner in Hope. Things like this completely medical-free floor that just kids can be kids again.
Yeah.
The things that they think about that we would never think about when it comes to taking the best care of really sick kids. That's what St. Jude's about, and that's why it's so important come December that we get as much money as we can. St. Jude Country Cares for Kids nationwide, the radiothon that you hear every year that started here in San Diego has raised over $1 billion, which means you have helped raise $1 billion for the families of St. Jude.
Yeah.
And just a reminder, you can get a head start right now on donating by donating to my run. I'm going to push it.
I
got to get $2,000. I want to get it before our radiothon in December, so I'll post the link again on our socials.
Perfect.
And that's going towards my half marathon, because apparently that's something I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Apparently. And Jessica's working hard on it. She got up in Memphis.
Yes.
Usually I get up in Memphis, I cough a rib up, and I fall, and I mean an actual, not one of my ribs, but a rib I had at Rendezvous Barbecue across the street. Then I go back to bed for a while. Jessica hit the gym, so mad respect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can donate there, and all the money that I raise goes to our totals for the St. Jude Radiothon.
Nice. Okay. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. John Party doing Elvis? Okay. We need to move it. That doesn't look fun at all, producer Jessica. Hanging out at Graceland, partying, watching party? John party.
Right?
Yeah. It's boring.
I have FOMO now. I didn't have FOMO before. I'm like, you know what? It's a good time for Jessica to go to St. Jude in Memphis. He's never been there before. While you and I, Tammy, stay here, we put our nose to the grindstone. This is a good thing. This is proper for the show. And now I'm like, I wanted to be there. Man, I want barbecue and Elvis. Jessica was gone this week in Memphis for something called the Country Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon Seminar, which is basically getting everybody ready for the next upcoming St. Jude Radiothon, which, of course, will be in early December here on KSON. And it shows us how to tell you where your money is going. Mm-hmm. Very important that you know here in San Diego, when you donate to become a partner in Hope, that you're helping out not only patients here in San Diego that are using protocol from St. Jude, but all over the world. That's how important this is, and that's what this week's seminar was all about.
Right. So obviously you do all of that stuff, and you look at the hospital, and you go to different things and see all the exciting new things that they've discovered, but you also get a little downtime and a little fun. Tell us about Graceland and John Party performing, and how great was that?
So, yeah, they bought out all of Graceland, so we got to go tour the house and the grounds of Graceland before we went into this party afterwards with John Party. And it was kind of cool because there were docents all throughout the house that you could talk to and ask stories, and they'd give you all the information about everywhere. In the final, in the racquetball room, if you know the story of Graceland, that's kind of where he's performed for the final time that night. He sang for a couple people that were in the house, friends and family members, some songs, and then unfortunately passed the next morning. And this man was telling the story, and I got goosebumps and started crying. And I looked at him and told him, "You made me cry, sir." And he, with all the genuine sincerity I've ever seen, looked at me and said, "I miss him so much."
Aww.
Wow.
It was such a beautiful moment.
Yeah, and they don't mess around with Elvis in Memphis.
No, they
just don't mess around. Memphis is a pretty amazing city because you can go literally to the intersection where Elvis Presley grew up, and Kitty Corner, I mean, it's a highway, but Kitty Corner across the highway is where B.B. King grew up. Like, what's the highway? You got the king of rock and roll here, the king of the blues right across the street. Memphis is a pretty fascinating place.
So then after we got to tour the home, we went into the museum where they had set up snacks for everybody and drinks and dinner. And then at the end, there was a big concert with John Party. He did his music, obviously, and then he also covered some Elvis songs. It was incredible. The coolest part for me is when I realized in the room where he was performing, at the side of the room was the big red neon Elvis, and it was the one that they used in that 68 comeback special, that legendary special.
Is that the one?
I believe so.
Come on.
It looks just like I'm pretty sure it is. But there's no way anyone got rid of that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was such,
oh my God, that's so cool.
An epic thing, right?
Man. Yeah. If you go to our KS1 Instagram, you can see it. It just, I can't say enough good things about what I experienced there, and just the loves and the vibes. And it wasn't like there were 700 of us in the room, not only just John Party, there were other country artists. I ran into our friend Drew Baldridge, the guys in Landco were there. They were all singing along to John Party and to Elvis while we watched him perform in this legendary venue. It was amazing.
Well, Jessica, we're glad that you had a good time, that you learned, that you partied, and more importantly, that we stayed here and did our jobs while you were out playing.
Oh, go ahead and do it, John.
Oh, I'm totally jealous.